The Walker Art Center in Minneapolis has long been a mecca of contemporary art in the Midwest, and not just visual art, but music, dance, and performance art as well. Now it's been expanded and renovated by one of the world's top architectural teams and debuts to the public tomorrow. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports.
The Walker Art Center has taken risks since it first embraced modern art in the 1930s. Current director Kathy Halbreich says Minnesota has a history of not only tolerating new ideas, but nurturing them. She credits the long winters.
I kind of joke about this, but I think there's some truth to it, that one of the reasons this is such a remarkably healthy community artistically is that we have to do something for 6 months of the year.
Halbreich adds that the Walker's location offers another advantage over museums on the coasts.
We're not quite as heavily scrutinized on a daily basis, and I think it allows us to break more of the rules, to make more mistakes, because out of the mistakes, out of the risks, come real innovations. If you play it safe, nothing much happens.
Composer and performance artist Meredith Monk first began collaborating with the Walker in 1973. She performs there regularly and thinks of her visits as a retreat from the pandemonium of New York. She appreciates the Walker's willingness to believe in her and the integrity of her work, sight unseen.
There's always been a kind of enlightened quality about the Walker. There's always this sense of mystery and the unknown when you start a project. And for someone to trust you that much and say, what do you need to do? And I know that you're going to come through with something, and you just do what you think is the next development in your work. I mean, I can't think of anybody else that would do that.
Monk describes her pieces as exploring the cracks between different art forms. The Walker Art Center's director, Kathy Halbreich, says that's exactly the type of work the Walker wants to support.
There are already artists who it is very hard to categorize as sculptors or performing artists or filmmakers. They embrace all of those. So we really wanted a building in which it was really possible for artists from various disciplines to begin a conversation.
In fact, Meredith Monk says the center reminds her of New York in the 1970s, when artists actually talked to one another and shared ideas. The new Walker was designed to encourage that kind of interaction by the Swiss architectural team Jacques Herzog and Pierre de Meuron. They recently garnered praise for their work on the Tate Modern in London. The Walker marks their first completed project in the United States. The design was inspired by the image of a child unfolding a paper snowflake. Doors and floors meet at odd angles. Brick paths slope down corridors and into atriums, mimicking Hennepin Avenue just outside. Hexagonal windows look out onto the sculpture garden with its oversized Spoon and Cherry by Kles Oldenburg and Kosha van Bruggen. Director Kathy Halbreich says she not only wanted interaction between the artists, but between audiences.
There are couches in this building. There are domestic spaces in this building. We were trying to create something that was more like a city or walking through a city, where you might actually touch shoulders with another person. You might overhear a conversation.
The desire to engage and entice the public goes back to the vision of the museum's founder, Thomas Barlow Walker. Back in the late 1800s, the lumber baron opened his house to the public to show off his collection of old masters, Chinese jade, and other objects. After his death, his family decided to take his collection in a new direction and sold off the old masters to fund the collection of new work. For more than 60 years, the Walker has emphasized the connection between the visual arts and the performing arts by commissioning new work. That's something choreographer Bill T. Jones appreciates.
I think a lot of museum spaces are constantly trying to shore up their collections so as to establish their pedigree in terms of the past. The Walker acknowledges that, but they're not afraid of the present.
But the Walker has not been able to embrace the present and the future as much as it would have liked. Halfway through planning the new expansion, the attacks of September 11th sent the stock market into a tailspin, and the Walker's endowment along with it. Walker director Kathy Halbreich ended up cutting one of the most provocative new curating positions, new media. Still, Halbreich is confident the Walker will point audiences toward the future and convince them it's fun.
Two teenagers were here representing their school newspaper, and when they told me they wanted to have their prom here, I knew we had succeeded.
For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in Minneapolis.